Welcome to another edition of the Business and Personal Podcast, where we bring you closer to the people that you do business with. And today we're excited to have Rafael Nunez of Nunez Medicare Options with us. He's based out of the Chicago area and has a very personal reason of what drew him into the Medicare world and assisting seniors with Medicare plan selection. So much to talk about. But first of all, Rafael, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
So Medicare is a stressful thing for many seniors. Most of them do not want to deal with trying to figure out on their own. So it's great to have an expert like yourself to guide them through the process. So what actually led you down that path of doing
it? Well, Ryan, I don't blame them because it is a difficult process. And that's kind of how I got into this. So long story short, I tell people I fell into it. But that's not the truth. I mean, the truth is I came across as a personal situation for me. So back in 2008, my dad ended up contracting cancer. And when he went through that, he obviously went through the chemo, went through surgeries, all that stuff. Once he was done with all that, his doctor recommended that he not go back to work. I basically gave him a 10-pound carrying limit. He was working at a factory that he had been for about 40 years. So while he wanted to go back to work, physically, he could not. So what happened is that the doctor recommended that he go on disability. So as part of going on disability, you're eligible for Medicare a few years after your disability starts. And that's what happened with him. So once he qualified for disability, we ended up receiving the Medicare card, the red, white, and blue card in the mail. We thought as a family, hey, he's good to go. We had no clue that what kind of gaps were missing on his Medicare. So at the same time, I have had a buddy of mine who was a Medicare insurance broker. And I was just casually talking to him about this and whatnot. And he tells me, hey, Rafael, you know what? Like, you need to look at more than Medicare. And I'm like, why? And he started to explain to me how Medicare worked and how limited Medicare was. And hey, it essentially covers 80% and then you're 20% out of pocket. So you're going to have quite a few costs. He literally broke it down as to, well, if your dad had gotten cancer while he's on Medicare and Medicare only, he would have paid $15,000 for the chemo alone. Whereas opposed to that, if he would have had this plan, he would have paid about $1,200. Beautiful. So once I spoke with him, we ended up finding my dad the right plan for him, which included drug coverage and dental, vision, hearing, stuff that I thought that Medicare had. And about that time, I had sold my home and auto insurance business. I was doing home and auto insurance business in 2006. And I was working for a major insurance carrier on home and auto insurance. And I had a Medicare insurance company approach me. And around that time, again, my buddy was like, hey, you know, you gotta start going to Medicare. Your people need help. And so I did. I saw what he had done for my dad. And I started getting more questions about Medicare, about, hey, what's going on with your dad? My dad's going to Medicare soon. How does that work? This and that and the other. And so I worked for that company for about a year or so, and I decided to go and become an insurance broker. And so my friend became a mentor of sorts and just taught me the business, taught me how it works to help people. Because essentially what Medicare insurance brokers do, the ones that are good, you're helping people. And he taught me how Medicare worked, how Medicaid worked with Medicare, assuming somebody has Medicaid, and how a Medicare insurance plan would work for a senior or somebody going into Medicare. And so essentially it became much more than an occupation. It's more of a way to help people and pay it forward for what somebody did for my dad back then.
It's amazing. And all the Medicare agents I work with, everybody has a story of just the slightest change can save people thousands and thousands of dollars. It's incredible. And nobody should try to do it on their own, because guess what? All they have to do is pay you attention. I think the amazing thing is people don't realize you don't have to pay an agent for Medicare assistance a dime for their expertise. Right.
Absolutely. And that's kind of where, I mean, they're like anything else, there are good agents, there are bad agents. I mean, I've heard horror stories of agents charging for their services, which, by the way, is illegal. So if you as a senior or somebody on Medicare ever come across someone who's charging you to look at your Medicare, run and report it to Medicare, because they shouldn't be charging you anything to talk to you about your insurance plan.
Absolutely. So, you know, on that note of things that people don't realize or mistakes that are made, you know, what are some of the most common things you see that you fix for people to help save them some money?
Yeah, Ryan. So a lot of what I see is that people want to copy what their neighbors have. So they'll think, well, my neighbor or my sister or my whoever it is has this plan. It works out great for them. I want that. The issue with that, while it can work, is that you may be copying something that is not going to work for you. So every person has a unique set of circumstances, whether they take a certain medication, whether they see a certain specialist, doctor, hospital, whether they are low income, whether they are whatever it may be, a wide variety of circumstances where everybody's situation is unique. So what a Medicare insurance broker like myself should do is like, yes, take that into consideration, but at the same time, take a look at the entire picture. And that means going over doctors, going over medications, going over hospitals, and trying to figure out what's best for that person. Because I see a lot of that. Well, I want what they have, or they tell me they don't pay anything for anything, and their medical conditions may be different. Their financial situations may be different. So you want to make sure that whoever you talk to, you fully explain what you're taking, who you're seeing, so that that person, like myself, can make a good recommendation for that for you as a senior, somebody on Medicare.
It's also a matter of trying to break down all the noise that's out there and, you know, what specifically is best for you. And we hear a lot about Medicare Advantage plans, Medicare supplement plans. Can you kind of explain quickly the difference between the two and, you know, what they're all about?
Right. So yeah, like I mentioned earlier, everybody's unique. Everybody has different circumstances. What may work for one person may not work for another person. And so yeah, you have the two options. When you go into Medicare, you have three options. You can keep your Medicare and just pay the 20% deductibles and everything on top of that, limited coverage on Medicare alone, or you can go into a Medicare supplement and drug plan combination or a Medicare Advantage plan. So the Medicare supplement plan, you basically pay for your healthcare up front. You're paying anywhere between $100 to $300, $400 a month. And you're gonna have a deductible typically of depending on the year, it may be $240 for this year for your Part B deductible. And depending on the plan, it'll cover certain things. The majority will be covered, but again, depending on the plan. So you might go, I don't wanna go through the whole alphabet soup right now, but you have the plan Gs, the Fs, and the Ns, and all that good stuff, which your insurance broker will go in with you in more detail. So you purchase that plan along with the drug plan. The drug plan will run you anywhere between $10 to $50 plus for a Medicare drug plan. And then you have the other option, which is the Medicare Advantage option, where it's what's called the Part C plan. So what that does is that it combines your Part A hospital, your Part B medical, and your Part D prescription into one plan and adds more benefits. It works very similarly to like your major medical insurance plan at work, where you have your co-pays. They're fixed co-pays that you know you're paying if you're going to go get into have a surgery, if you're going to have a hospital stay, emergency room, specialist, you have your fixed co-pays, generally speaking. And these you pay a la carte. So the majority of people will have a zero premium a Medicare Advantage plan, and you just pay as you go. And now a lot of people ask, well, how is it possible that I can get a zero premium plan and it be a quality plan? Well, what happens there is that Medicare essentially helps subsidize that cost for you. And then with the taxes that we pay as taxpayers, we help those costs, and the co-pays that you pay help cover the rest. So when it comes to Medicare Advantage, you also have a couple of options. You have the HMO option and you have the PPO option. Many times people say, I don't have Medicare Advantage. I heard it's horrible, this, that, and the other. And it depends on how you use it. And it depends whether your primary care doctor is good about working with HMOs or whether they're just a PPO-only doctor. So you have options there. And again, your Medicare insurance broker is going to talk to you and say, hey, you know what? Okay, you want a PPO plan? This is how this works. You want the HMO? This is how this works. And then find the right plan for you, whether it's Medicare Advantage or doing the Medicare supplement plus a drug plan added to it.
And then, you know, before sorting out all of that and what plan's best for everybody, it all starts at, well, when do I start? So I've got a question that's kind of twofold here. For people that are not quite 65, you know, when should they start looking at Medicare? And then for people that are 65, is there a time of the year every year where they look at their plan?
So you, if you're turning 65 soon, you want to start looking at your Medicare roughly around 4 to 5 months before your birth month or when you're going to start your Medicare. Reason being is that first you have to activate your Medicare. And with our government, it can take them anywhere between a couple of weeks to a few months to activate your Medicare. Don't ask me how they do it. I just know that I've had clients where it's taken a few weeks. I've had clients where it's taken them several months. So you want to get the ball rolling, talking to Medicare about getting your Part A for your medical, your Part B for your hospital. I'm sorry, your Part A for your hospital, your Part B for your medical setup. Then once that's set up, then you can talk to someone like myself, and then we'll go over your options. And then so by the time that you're turning 65 or you're starting your Medicare plan will start congruently with your Medicare. In terms of once you're 65, when you're 65 and you're on a plan, you can change your plan every year between October 15th and December 7th. That's the open enrollment, it's the annual enrollment period. However, if you have a reason for wanting to change during the year, there are what's called special enrollment periods that people can switch plans. So when, for example, when we're going through the whole COVID emergency, we had what was called the COVID special enrollment period where people didn't realize this, but you can switch your plan pretty much the entire year because of COVID. Same thing when we had the whole monkeypox outbreak. We had a special enrollment period during the monkeypox outbreak. Same thing when we had, I think it was Hurricane Sandy, a couple other hurricanes. There was opportunities in those areas to change your plan because of the weather conditions. So once you're 65, there are options. You want to talk to your Medicare insurance broker. They should know about them. So that if it's April or May and you have, let's say you have a plan that's just not working out for you for whatever reason, if you're able to look at some other plans and make a change as soon as possibly the next month, possibly.
So much to take in, but I'm sure it's so satisfying once you help people navigate through this puzzle and put all the pieces together and end up in that perfect plan for them. It's got to be quite satisfying for you. Is there a particular success story that stands out that you recall where you really were able to help someone?
Yeah, I have a couple who lives out in Palos Heights, Illinois. And their daughter has been a client of mine since 2016, I want to say. And she had been talking to them about looking at their insurance coverage. So they're at the time they were 93 and 91. This gentleman, when we spoke, he had everything basically laid out for me, which was fantastic. I'd never seen it like that, but he had set up a whole spreadsheet of how much he was paying for his medical, his Part B premium, his supplemental plan, drug plan, dental, vision. He had everything set up. In that spreadsheet, he had both his and his wife's costs. If I remember correctly, the amount was roughly around $9,600 total all in for them. So I think it was like $4,500 and change for him, and it was $4,000 for her, something like that. And so we sat down and talked about, again, like I mentioned earlier, how they use their doctors, who their doctors were, hospitals, medications, all that stuff. So long story short, when I finished going over the cost analysis and he had explained to me, well, this past year I went to my doctor twice and I went to a specialist twice. Medications, I took a couple of medications, this and that and the other. His cost that year, had he had the right plan for him, would have cost him all in about $180. And he had paid over $4,000 for his medical. For her, she had a few more issues. So I did the calculation on her, how much it would have cost her that year that had passed. It would have cost her roughly around $1,200 all in. So essentially, they paid about $9,500 between them, where they would have probably paid right around a couple grand together if I had the right plan for him. So we ended up finding him the right plan, put him into a nice PPO, made the switch. They've been my clients now since 2020. Yeah, right after COVID, 2020. And every year I talk to them, see how the plan is going. And so far, so good. And so, I mean, I was able to save them a lot of money, give them good quality coverage. And I mean, they referred over their neighbors, their other kids, and it's been fantastic for them.
And all they all have to pay you is attention. They save all that money. That's amazing.
Exactly.
So, you know, I would love to help you generate more success stories with this podcast, even if it's just one family that I'm able to connect you with and you point them in the right direction. Hey, this is totally worth it for us. So on that note, you know, first of all, what's the best way for people to reach you? And do you offer other insurances other than just Medicare?
I solely focus on Medicare right now. I've done a life insurance policy here and there. I did a lot more back in the day, but my focus is really Medicare. I want to be, whenever you're talking to someone as a broker, you want to make sure that they have the best, you with their best interest. So legally, we're not fiduciaries. And what that means is that there are financial advisors that are fiduciaries. So they have a legal obligation to their client. So we, unfortunately, I don't know why, we're not. But a good Medicare broker will act like that. So they will look at what's in your best interest. And that's what we do. Like I tell everyone, and like it shows on my business card, I treat my clients like I treat my parents, essentially put them in the right plan and what's in the best interest for them. So having said that, yes, I can be reached. Usually phone is the best way, whether it's a call or a text, usually the best way. So I'm at 312-492-6000. I can also be reached by email. Right now I use Agency Nunez, all one word, at yahoo.com. So AGENCYNUNEZ at Yahoo. Primarily phone is the best, email is the second best. And definitely any way I can help, I'm here to help.
Fantastic. Well, thanks again so much for the time and all the great services you provide, and best of luck to you in the future.
Thanks, Ryan. Again, appreciate you having me. And if anybody needs any help, that's what I'm here for.